Community college is a big deal in America. It's even got its own TV show. Not a reality show. A comedy.
They found out my college degree was less than legitimate.
Well, I thought you had a bachelor's from Columbia.
And now I have to get one from America.
Now, taking the experience of community college life and making a laughing stock out of it doesn't seem quite fair any more than Animal House was an accurate portrayal of 4 years at the University of Oregon. The movie was shot on the campus where I went to school for a couple of years. We want reality here at The Takeaway, and we are tracking one academic year inside five community colleges to discover what life is really like for millions of students across the country. Their triumphs, their struggles, and just how tough it can be to stay in school and graduate. We begin with someone who holds community colleges in this country close to his heart. Josh Weiner is executive director of the Aspen Institute's College Excellence Program.
We've got some terrific community colleges. Valencia College in Orlando, Florida is a center of both innovation and rising student success, whether you're going on the career track, you know, if you want to be a welder or a nurse's assistant, or if you want to get a PhD in philosophy or in chemistry. This is a school that I would be proud to send one of my children to and recommend that anybody attend. At the same time, we've got community colleges with single-digit graduation rates, 15% graduation rates, colleges where the education is not aligned very well to the expectations of a bachelor's degree or the expectations in the workforce. So you've got a wide range, and I think it's really important for us to stop seeing community colleges as a sector as second-class citizens, but to recognize that just as with four-year colleges and universities, we have a wide range of performance. The same is true in community colleges.
Is the locality of community colleges the fact that many of their students, if not most of their students, come from the community where the college is? Do they make them, these colleges, engines for social change within the community, even if they aren't the most innovative learning environment?
Sure. I think the best community colleges are engines for change. A great example is Walla Walla Community College in eastern Washington state, where in 1999, in the wake of the NAFTA agreement, a lot of the high-value agricultural production in the community was drying up. Some of it had moved to Mexico. This was a rural community. We've seen this repeated throughout the country, where rural communities have been really struggling to create economic value, to create economic strength and opportunity for citizens. And Walla Walla reinvented itself. It reinvented itself around nursing, and it's now supplying nurses throughout the state and, in fact, beyond the state boundaries. It reinvented itself around water management, because they recognize that where there are water shortages in agricultural lands, you've got to manage water better. So they're teaching students how to become water managers around clean energy solutions, maintaining windmills, and finally around winemaking. And if you go to Walla Walla now, it's still a town in a rural area, but it's bustling. It's reinvented itself. And really, the community college didn't do it alone, but the trained workers that it provided into the economy, working with employers to define what those opportunities were, was nothing short of transformational. So it's exactly right. The word community in community colleges is best actualized when you see that link from the community college to employers in the community, to the civic engagement of the community, and to the other economic and social needs that the community has. And community colleges that I've seen that have done this well really do stand out from the average four-year college or university.
What does something like the Aspen Prize do to the environment of community colleges collectively to try to upgrade on so many different levels?
First, community colleges have, and you alluded to this earlier, John, they have been thought about the higher education also-rans for a long, long time. And under our noses, but not to the recognition of most people for decades, they were growing at four times the rate of four-year colleges. And, you know, I think in the last 10 years, we've woken up to the fact that half of undergraduates are attending these schools. So the first thing the Aspen Prize aims to do is by showing how great community colleges can be, is to elevate our national understanding of the importance of the sector and to counteract the notion that these institutions are the also-rans of higher education to help people understand that they are part of the central fabric of higher education. So the second purpose of the prize is to identify what excellence really looks like and help other colleges emulate that. And so when we find a Valencia college and we see that they have carefully aligned their programs to what the University of Central Florida offers, and we see that lots of students make that leap to the University of Central Florida and graduate at really high rates from the University of Central Florida, we can go in and say, how did you accomplish that partnership? We can take that lesson back to the field and help others understand it as well. So those are the two central purposes of the prize, is to elevate the sector through exemplars of excellence and to ferret out what the practices are of excellence that others can learn from.
I don't want to theorize as to why you took your job, but I suspect you have some level of confidence that working on upgrading community colleges is a great way to upgrade a lot of things that need improvement in the United States. Am I wrong?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I do this work because I believe deeply in the opportunity of individuals through education for social mobility in a capitalist system. And look, when you get into the job market, if you don't have the skills to succeed, it's brutal. If we don't deliver an equal opportunity for people to take part in what is a dynamic economy, what is an economy that offers great opportunity if you have those skills, if we don't make good on the promise for people to enter that world with the skills they need, our economic system makes no sense. And we know that increasingly the status you're born into is increasingly likely to dictate the status that you live in. So if you are born poor, your chances of remaining poor have increased in our society. And so to me, higher education is not the only way, but I would say the most, or one of the most certainly important ways for us to create equal opportunity for people to take advantage of what is a very dynamic and open society.
Josh Weiner is executive director of the Aspen Institute's College Excellence Program. Thanks so much, Josh.
Thank you, John.
This week, we're going to community colleges to find out how they're reinventing public higher education. Do you have a degree? If so, was it worth the time and money? Do you have the guts to tell us if you got ripped off? Orlando, Florida, I do have a college degree. For me, it was worth every single cent I put out of my pocket, every headache I got over papers, time away from family, etc. No one can take my education away.
My name is Jessica, and I'm calling from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I do have a college degree, and I absolutely think that it was worth the time and the money I put into it. That said, I did receive several grants and scholarships in addition to free room and board as a resident assistant, which greatly offset the cost. I'm not sure that my education was worth the list price I would have had to pay and take out the additional loans. I'm Erin from Boston. I'm a social worker. So I am now in tens of thousands of dollars of debt to learn how to help those less fortunate, when all it really took was my compassion and my empathy, while others go get their MBAs and learn how to help those that are already wealthy. I am meeting my clients where they're at, is what they call it in my business, which I guess will be the food stamps line.
My name is Barry Wynn, and I'm calling from Brighton, Michigan. I have a master's degree in mechanical engineering. It certainly helped with my career, and I believe that it benefited me in intangible ways and indirect ways. For instance, I learned to push past perceived limits.
I'll tell you that story from Aaron. Did you hear that? I'm now in tens of thousands of dollars of debt to learn how to help those less fortunate, when all it really took was my compassion and my empathy, Aaron from Boston wrote about her social worker education. Jacksonville Beach, Florida. I have an economics degree. It's a great decision. Community colleges are often smaller, more connected to the community itself, and cheaper. My degree was entirely worth the time and money, still paying it back, of course. To be honest, I think I still would have gone to a university even if I could have gotten an associate's degree for free at a community college. University was as much a social learning experience as it was a knowledge-getting experience.
This is Catherine. I'm calling from Highland Park, Illinois. I have a 4-year degree. I do not think it was worth the crazy amount of money, and if I could go back and do 2 years there and to a cheaper community college, I would.
I'm Steven. I'm calling from Arlington, Texas. I couldn't get any assistance since my father, who wasn't helping at all, made too much money. My ability to pay ran out, so did my dreams of a degree.
Oh, it's a sad story from Stephen in Arlington, Charlotte, North Carolina. I still owe over $50,000 15 years later and close to retirement age. So no, it wasn't worth it. Springfield, Nebraska. I have not gone to college because my hubby and I can't afford it right now. And I was pregnant at 18 and no family to help, so no college for me since I couldn't afford it. But if I could do 2 years free and knock out all those core classes you have to take first, I could then switch to a four-year college and further my education and finally do my dream jobs. A lot of dreams ahead of that dream job there from Springfield, Nebraska. What do you think? Is a degree worth the time and money? We're going to be assessing that all week long here on The Takeaway. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us a tweet at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.